First of all, I'm not Caleb Paquette. That's okay. Caleb can't be here. He's busy getting his certificate to be a high school science teacher. And so I'm the last guy on the list there. Okay, so very quickly, we're talking about territoriality. It's fairly common in insects, as you can see from the slide. It's often used to sequester a resource, such as food or overposition site and other things. All of these confer some selective advantage for the insects that exhibit the territoriality. One of the most famous examples and recent is the so-called Drosophila Fight Club, where you've got two male Drosophila melanogaster. They're fighting over a food source, and this behavior is especially elicited in the presence of a female. What about territoriality in our flesh flies? Well, in nature, we know that males establish perches from which they observe and often chase away other insects in the vicinity. Sometimes these insects that come into the so-called territory as a female, and the male would love to mate with that female. These waiting perches are definitely separated spatially. It's been seen before on fence posts that these flesh flies will line themselves up, but be spaced fairly uniformly from one to the next to the next to the next. In contrast, there's no evidence for territorial behavior in females of the species. We have a working hypothesis, and that is the tendency of male flesh flies to distribute themselves in spatially separate waiting perches in nature is a consequence of a fundamental neural program for maintaining inter-individual separation. Now, if this is true, then you would predict that there should be a significant difference in spatial distribution patterns between males and females that will be expressed in virtually any environment, including simplified laboratory settings. Now, that sounds really good. Well, it turns out we have support for the hypothesis. Here is a very simplified laboratory setting, petri dishes, with groups of either four males or four females. What we're measuring is R values, which are expressions or an index of dispersion. Our results show that the males tend to space themselves out and have a slight tendency for a uniform distribution, whereas the females tend to cluster. They have a lower R value. 1.0 R value is random distribution. Notice that the males are above 1.0, females are below 1.0. These are significantly different. We monitored these for three consecutive days. These were all sexually mature flies. Okay, so when does mating occur in these flies? We did this in two different conditions, low density. By the way, day zero is the day of emergence, so day one is the first full day as an adult. They really get going by day three, as you can see there. Under high density conditions, essentially the same thing. Day three is the happy day. We also know that it is the male behavior that drives mating. If you, for instance, mate, let's call them mature females with immature males, there's no mating whatsoever. On the other hand, if you take immature females and mature males, you get significant mating, as you can see right there. Okay, if this is true, then one might expect that typical behavior in males will change in anticipation of mating. Okay, so what we did was to test this. We have, you can see the apparatus right there. Again, it's nothing more than a petri dish with that green partition. And one male fly on one side of the partition, another male on the other side. These males have been individually isolated from the day of emergence until that moment where we put them in the arena. These are the same age. They are either 1, 2, 3, 4, or 6 days old. We videotaped their behavior for exactly 1 hour, and the data are compiled and quantified using JWatcher freeware. Okay, and so at time zero, we remove the partition and we allow the flies to do whatever they want to do. Okay, so that allowed us to form this ethogram, where we are seeing both non-interactive and interactive behaviors. You can see that from the slide what these behaviors are. Looking very quickly to the interactive behaviors as you go from the cooler colors to the more intense, hotter colors, that in our mind indicates more degrees of aggressiveness. But that is our interpretation. We don't know this for sure. Some of those interactive behaviors are present in Drosophila and some are not. Okay, so what we found was, yes indeed, there are changes in non-interactive behaviors as the males age. As you can see with walking, proportion of time spent walking goes down. Same thing for standing. Okay, so if the proportion of time spent walking and standing diminishes with age, then what behavior compensates for this? Perhaps in anticipation of mating. Well, grooming, of course. We also see changes in aggressive behavior with age. For instance, lunges, holding, and wrestling are all what we defined as high intensity aggression. They all increase with age, and notice that the big steps are either on day 3 or day 4. We also see a decrease in what we call low intensity aggressive behaviors. But this decrease is, because of the high degree of variability, not significant. Okay. Because we've constructed this ethogram, we also are able to analyze behavioral patterns. So we construct single-order Markov chains, which allows to test for non-random associations between behavioral patterns. We do this by doing a 16 by 16 transition matrix because we had 16 different behaviors. We do this for each age group, days 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6. And we, of course, are recording all instances where the behavior transitions from one to another. Okay. That gives us a transition matrix like this. This is what we have for day 3 aged males. And that transition matrix really shows you all these behaviors here in these rows, followed by these behaviors here in these columns. And for day 3, we had a total of 5,098 behavioral transitions. And just for an example, let's take this one right here. That is, holding behavior is followed by, there it is again. Holding behavior is followed by H. H is wrestling. So holding behavior was followed by wrestling 16 times out of a total of 5,098 transition events. We also know that our transition matrices are significantly different from one another as the male flies age. We also know that some of these transitions within each matrix are significantly different from what one would expect based on random chance alone. Now that allows us to construct this monstrosity here. Okay, we are still very early in our analysis of this type of thing here. This is what I consider an early draft. It does, however, well, at first glance it looks impenetrable, and it pretty much is. But it does show some very interesting behavioral transitions. These transitions do change as the flies age. What I'm sort of beginning to visualize here is those green behaviors serve as a gateway to those red behaviors. Remember, green was sort of low-level aggression. Red is a fairly higher level of aggression. There is a pretty good gateway from green and sometimes through that intermediate orange to the red. There are also some interesting changes from the non-interactive behaviors to the interactive behaviors. And these also change as the flies age. But once again, we're at the very, very beginning stages of trying to figure this out. Okay, very quickly, the conclusions. Yes, indeed, there is an ontogeny of aggressive behavior in these flesh flies. The timing does seem to correlate very nicely with the onset of mating behavior. What we believe we have now is the beginnings of a pretty good model system for studying territoriality and aggression. But in this case, the territoriality is not where the insects are defending an obvious physical resource. They are actually defending the space around themselves. And of course, we'd like to thank all the help that we got, both in the lab and through financial support. And based on that crazy diagram, we could actually use some more help. Okay, thank you. Okay, good.
Oh. Of course, I have to ask. What's the falling on the back behavior, and where does that play into it?
Okay, this is the question is, what's the falling on the back behavior? This is a crazy thing. It's almost like a cartoon. It doesn't necessarily happen in the presence of another fly, so we think it's non-interactive. The silly fly just does this, and then he had the cartoon picture of the fly with all six legs going like this. It happens spontaneously. We do not understand it, but it does increase in intensity as the flies age. We have no idea what. It may be something like that. Maybe somebody else knows what this behavior is all about. Yeah?
If the males aren't defending any obvious resources, what are the females selecting based on? They're just kind of distributing themselves? Or is there any preference by the females?
We don't think the females show any preference. Yeah, that's a good question.
Have you done the same thing with putting a female in? Because I would think that the whole range of behaviors would continue just about the same, but it seems to me that it's contact chemoreception that's being involved with mate recognition between the male and female. So going into that wrestling, grappling is the whole thing of male deciding, is this something appropriate to mate with or not?
Okay.
I would think that the things going up to that would look very similar with a female, and then you would have differences with male-male versus.
Yeah, very quickly, this is exactly our next step, or one of the two next steps that we want to do. We sort of expect many of these same behaviors to be expressed, just like you're saying. We're hoping there might be some unique to mating behavior as well. But yeah, that's a good point. Okay, thank you.